Wednesday, October 2nd. Tattoos, today, 19. Total, 43. Books, today, 57. Total, 100. I used to daydream about everyone at WCD knowing my name. And today, more than 24 people said hi to me before I even got to my first hour class. It made me happy to have so many new friends. In biology, we had to choose a lab partner and look at dust mites under a microscope. I thought for sure that Brandon was going to ask me to work with him, but 3 people interrupted him while he was trying to talk to me. They were all like, "Hey, Nikki, let's work together so we can talk about my new tattoo design." But I didn't want to talk to people I hardly knew about tattoos. I wanted to have a really deep emo convo with Brandon about dust mites. In the end, I got stuck with Alexis Hamilton, the captain of the cheerleaders. The whole time we were working, all she did was blab about how they, the cheerleaders, needed me to come up with a super hot tattoo for their big game against Central, which BTW was on Friday. But I already knew this because I overheard them talking about it in front of my locker this morning. A few of them were waiting around for me after second hour, and they seemed pretty cranky. It wasn't like I was afraid of them or anything. I just jumped inside my locker because I can be a little shy at times. Anyway, I told Alexis that everyone had to sign up with Zoe first. But she said Zoe had a waiting list of 149 people through next Wednesday, and she needed the tats right away since it was kind of an emergency. Alexis said she had already donated 3 books for each tattoo to Chloe, and Chloe was authorizing the squad be placed on the top of the waiting list. So now it was 3 books? I told Alexis that since Zoe was director of scheduling and Chloe was director of book procurement, she should probably just ignore Chloe. Then Alexis got an attitude about the whole thing and refused to talk to me or help write our lab report on dust mites. Talk about a cruddy lab partner. But what really upset me was that Zoe had scheduled 149 people without asking me first. I have a French test on Friday and a geometry test next Monday, and I'm barely pulling a C in each of those classes. How am I supposed to study if I'm staying up past midnight every night designing tats for all of these people? And I haven't had time to eat lunch for the past 2 days. Then as I was leaving class, Samantha Gates stopped me to say how much she loved her tat of Justin Timberlake. She said all of her friends in the drama club wanted one too. She invited me to hang out with them after school on Friday, and I told her I'd let her know. But how can I have a social life when I have to draw tattoos 24/7? Thursday, October 3rd. Tattoos. Today, 33. Total, 76. Books. Today, 99. Total, 199. I had a really cruddy day today. It seems that all Chloe, Zoe, and everyone cares about is tattoos. I came to school early and did 9. Then I did 14 at lunchtime and another 10 during library. That's 33 tattoos. Then I overheard Zoe tell Chloe behind my back that I worked slower than a constipated snail in an ice storm, and I needed to speed up since she now had 216 people on the waiting list for next week. I was so not doing 216 tattoos in 1 week, and I told Zoe that right to her face in a really friendly way. Then Chloe wanted to know why I told Alexis to ignore her. She said that since the cheerleaders had a big game, she thought they should be put at the top of the list for tomorrow. That's when Zoe said, as the director of scheduling, that the decision was hers alone and she didn't care what Chloe thought, which was the exact same thing Chloe had said to us a few days ago. Then Mrs. Peach came over and asked us to please lower our voices because we were, after all, in a library. But I knew better. It wasn't a library. It was a wicked tattoo sweatshop.